Welcome to 10 Minutes With, a new podcast supported by the PHA Group, where every episode we meet with CEOs, entrepreneurs and business leaders across some of the world's most innovative companies and find out what makes them unique. Today we're pleased to be joined with Richard McLennan, Regional Director of Europe of Argus True ID. Argus True ID is a biometric technology developer focused on creating systems that streamline business processes through the unique and secure identification of individuals.
So, hello Richard.
Hi.
Welcome. Tom. Hello. So, could you describe what you do in one sentence?
Yeah, so we're a biometric technology solutions business. Essentially, we're a software house providing a mature suite of software solutions. I mean, one of the reasons I joined the business was I really genuinely believe we're making a difference, you know, by, you know, making the world more secure, safe, compliant, and reducing risk. And then the big one is enhancing convenience and user experience.
So if you had to pick someone, who would be the one person you'd say who's helped you the most on your business journey today?
Me personally, there's two, actually.
Go for it.
And the first one's my wife, because she's already always supported me in every business decision and career decision that I've ever made, bad or good. And the second one is my father. So I worked for my father for a number of years, and he always, you know, gave me a lot of, you know, being confident in your own ability. Mm-hmm. But then also as a leader, you don't need to be the most intelligent or the most qualified. You have to build the balanced team around you and then inspire and motivate those.
So just to come back to Argus True ID, so what would you say is the one thing that sets you apart from other businesses in this field?
So there's many biometric vendors on the market, you know, doing lots of different types of technology. Mm-hmm. But there's no one actually, or there's very few companies, let me rephrase that slightly, who actually are a solutions business. So the advantage that we've got is we offer all the different modes of biometric technology from an identification point of view. So from fingerprint, facial recognition, iris, palm, voice, gait. And what that gives us a real advantage is we can really grow with an enterprise, and it's scalable.
Yeah, that's really interesting. I think a lot of people think about just fingerprints when it comes to biometric technology, but really interesting, there's so much more there going on. And obviously that's hugely interesting. So what areas do you use this technology most in?
So I think predominantly it's always been in high-end government, but what's really good to see in the last sort of 2 years, we've seen a huge shift into commercial and consumer. I mean, having the technology just on iPhones has been a big game changer in terms of the adoption and acceptance from everyday people. But we, thing is with the technology, anywhere where anyone's identity is part of a process, you can layer biometric technology in there. So that is, I mean, predominant sectors for us are justice, law enforcement, healthcare, higher education, retail, finance, banking and finance. It's just, it can really layer into any organisation.
And so just to come back to your role, it sounds like you've got a lot on your plate at the moment. Argus True ID is doing fantastically well. So how do you manage your time?
Yeah, good question. It is challenging at times, and the way that Argus is growing and we are a global business, operating across multiple time zones, it's very difficult. And what we do try and promote as an organisation is a work-life balance.
And so how many hours of sleep do you get at night?
That's the golden question, because I've got three small children.
Right, okay.
Even when I want to sleep, I don't get much sleep.
Yeah.
On average, I sleep around 5 hours a night. But I think what's just as important as sleep is exercise. So a lot of exercise, which, you know, really reduces stress and helps you relax and focuses your mind. I find that's really effective.
So just to talk a bit more about your business journey. So could you describe your biggest mistake and maybe what you learned from that?
I don't really view things as mistakes, if I'm being honest. I view it as sort of, I try to put a positive spin on it and look at it as a learning experience and something that will offer personal growth. I think one good example would be underestimating people. So I think if you empower people to make decisions and give them responsibility, you'd be surprised what people can achieve.
Yeah, okay. So you're referring that to people you work with there, then?
Yeah, people you work with, and customers and clients. clients as well. You know, we've got to challenge them and let them, you know, express themselves.
And so is there anything, what's the one thing, if you had to pick one, that you think people would be surprised to know about Argus True ID?
They'd be surprised to know about us. I think they wouldn't really understand, and people don't fully understand this, how much diversity exists within biometric technology and how complex it is. About, I go back to this, about picking the right technology for the right use case. A lot of organisations have had bad experiences with biometric technology because they've either been poorly advised or they've picked the wrong technology for the wrong application. I think what people will be surprised to know about Argus is the vast range of solutions that we can offer.
Yes.
And the advice and consultation that we offer.
And it's hugely, you mentioned a range there. It's a hugely exciting industry to be in. So it must be changing very quickly. Can you just talk a bit about the biometrics industry and how much it's grown, or what, if you think there's going to be changes in the next 6 months, tangible changes that people will see?
Yeah, I mean, every day we're seeing it. And like I said, we've in the last 2 years, we've definitely seen a huge shift into the adoption of biometrics into commercial and consumer markets. And, you know, it's ever-evolving, the technology. Mm-hmm. You know, there's over 7 different types of fingerprint readers on the market.
Is there?
Which one's the right one? From optical to single light source to multispectral. So many different options, and they're always evolving. And the technology's getting better and better and better, which is only, you know, helping every application.
Yeah, and so is that a big part of your, or Argus's role, is to advise companies on the specific technology most suitable for their business?
Absolutely, yeah. So we go into a business and we really understand the problems and understand how we can layer the technology to address those problems. If we can't, then we'll actually say we can't. Biometric technology isn't suitable for this application that you're looking at. However, you know, most of the times, anywhere where someone's identity is part of a process or to perform an action, then biometric technology can generally streamline that, increase the security and the convenience.
And so just Argus True ID as a company is originated in Australia, and it's grown massively, hasn't it? So can you just tell us a bit about that journey?
Yeah, so I mean, like I said, it was started years and years ago by 2 ex-army intelligence officers,
right,
who actually bought the rights to the Daugman algorithm to develop software applications around iris technology recognition. Since then, you know, it really has expanded, and probably in the last 2 years that we've seen a global expansion, in terms of now we're in, you know, we're heavily in the UK, we're in Europe, Central Europe, we're in the UAE, we're just entering the US, and that's all been down to the adoption, you know, that's allowed us to expand to different countries. Yeah.
Hugely exciting place to be. So we're just coming to the last minute now, so I'm just going to end this with one question, which we ask a lot of people, and that's, what is your party trick?
I don't really party. No, I'm only joking. No, of course I do. Not really. The only thing I do is I like to get up and have a sing on karaoke.
Really?
But I wouldn't really call that a party trick.
No, that's all right. And do you have a karaoke number that you always...
I have a few, actually.
Do
you?
That's all right. I won't ask
Stevie
you to sing.
Wonder, but... Superstition.
Good choice.
Join us next time for another episode of 10 Minutes With, where we will meet with another entrepreneur or business leader to find out what makes them tick.